Awards ceremonies all had the same structure. Esme wondered if all recipients felt a little silly, so far removed from the mood in which they'd done whatever it was that got them honored. As Admiral Foxworth spoke briefly to each recipient, she found she could believe that the others deserved their medals, that those awards were real. It was hers that felt wrong. But why was it right for others but wrong for her? She knew the answer to that now, knew the roots of that belief. But if she became that person who could be honored, then what? Then someone might expect her to be what the award made her seem, what they judged she was ready for. She almost grinned, making that connection.
Lieutenant Esme Sweezer.
Esme stood, came forward as directed, and listened as Admiral Foxworth read the citation. She waited for him to pick up the ribbon his aide held on a tray, but instead he raised one bushy gray eyebrow.
You know, Lieutenant, I've seen the summary of the Board of Inquiry.
Esme wondered if she was supposed to answer that. Finally, he went on.
The final paragraph specifically notes that you are not to be in command of any combat vessel until such time as you have demonstrated competence in relevant training exercises. Yet I find that your citation says you took command of the vessel Antbird's Axe, which subsequently engaged enemy vessels in a hostile encounter. Your commander praises your initiative, when I would think he should condemn your blatant disregard of the findings of that Board of Inquiry. Do you have anything to say, Lieutenant?
Well, sir, my recollection is that the board said I should not command any RSS combat vessels until further training. It didn't say anything about Bloodhorde ships.
A long moment passed, during which Esme had ample time to regret her boldness and consider the power of angry admirals. Then a slow grin creased his face, and he looked past her to the rest of the assembly.
And she could think on her feet.
Esme felt the blood rushing to her cheeks. The admiral picked up the decoration and pinned it on.
Congratulations, Lieutenant Sweezer.
Coming back to her seat, she caught Baron's eye. He was sparkling all over with delight in her, and she indulged herself with a moment's fantasy. Sweezer and Serrano.
Yes. Oh, my. Yes.
The Serrano Legacy, Once a Hero, is a graphic audio production. Copyright 1998, Elizabeth Moon. All rights reserved. Production copyright 2008, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. Performed by Nanette Savard, Elizabeth Demery, Sherry Simpson, Peter Stray, Kate Foster, Scott McCormick, James Konacek, David Coyne, Tom Simpson, Tim Carlin, Jeff Baker, Tim Getman, Mort Shelby, Thomas Penny, Eric Messner, Michael Glenn, Sonny Lasky, Jason Stiles, Dylan Lynch, Andy Clements, Ken Jackson, Richard Rowan, Colleen Delaney, and Terrence Aselford. Directed by Nanette Savard. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Nathaniel Perry and Temeskin Wubna. Book adapted for graphic audio by Wilson T. Ferrier. If you enjoyed The Serrano Legacy, be sure to look for Rogue Angel, available at roadstops everywhere, at 1-800-670-5220, or at www.graphicaudio.net. Justice League of America, The Flash, Stop Motion.
All the victims experienced massive head trauma, and their brains appear to have been exploded from the inside out by something that can either exist in multiple locations at once or is moving at super speed.
It's fast.
What is this thing you're dealing with that shaves off a man's skull?
I don't think it's human.
He's done it, hasn't he?
I was using human DNA. I expected a human result.
It is harvesting. It is following its first imperative.
You guessed right, Wally. All the victims tested positive for the metagene. All of them were potential superheroes.
It will keep looking and killing until it finds the donor who provided the DNA that was its root stock.
In fact,
It's faster than me.
Copyright 2008, DC Comics. Justice League of America, The Flash, and all related names, characters, and elements are trademarks of DC Comics. 2008, DC Comics. All rights reserved.
If you can't find that hot graphic audio title you're looking for, just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.